What's on your mind? It's been a little while.
It has. What do we call this training again? I forget.
Supernova.
Oh, that's right. I knew it was super something.
Supernova.
Well, with Caleb on, I do have to rub in the Illini victory over Purdue. So let's just get that out of the way right now.
Oh.
So I got an email from Caleb that says he can't hear us. Let's see.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I called through.
There he is.
Can you hear me now?
We hear you.
We can't hear you, but we can hear you.
I'm just in time to reply to Dean's comment about the basketball game, but yeah, I'm operational here. Well done by the Illini.
I cannot get cocky about Illinois anything, so.
Yeah, it's best to play it low-key for a while.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Well, I know. I know how it goes.
Right. IU had a pretty good football season, didn't they, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That was nice seeing them show up. They don't usually show up for football.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people in Indiana that are IU basketball fans and Notre Dame football fans. They're kind of like a la carte sports fans for whatever reason.
Yeah, but what's your point?
It's true.
Hey, I guess you pick the winners and stick with them, I guess.
Hey, Caleb, if it's any consolation, so Dean went over to see a client that we're sharing up in the Quad Cities of Iowa. And when he sent him a follow-up email, he made a big deal about bragging about the Boilermakers. So, you know, I sent him an email back and said, you know, that's funny. I don't remember you talking about the Boilermakers in such glowing terms when you're talking with me.
Well, it takes a full fleet of us to talk smack to Dean, I guess. So I'm glad I have some good company there.
Whatever. Whatever.
All right. So, 2020, how did it come out?
Record year for me.
Wow. Great.
Up about 9%.
Dean, how was your year?
Up about 3%.
Plus 9, plus 3. Okay. Well, for a COVID year, it was a pretty good year. You know, we're very blessed to be able to operate pretty much as normal in a world that is, you know, not so normal. So, what would you guys like to accomplish today?
I guess just a renewed game plan for 2021, or at least ideas on how this year is going to unfold. I mean, I'm going under the assumption that sometime around spring, March, April, we get to see some sort of normalcy, being able to possibly see clients in the office. And, you know, we had big plans for seminars last year, and then COVID took that away. And what do we do with webinars? And so I love this time of year because it's clean slate time.
Yeah, a little bit of a frustration. I haven't had a chance to share this with you yet, Dean, but that Global Meet webinar tool that we found that we really liked, Mike was not allowed to buy a license for us.
Yeah.
So
we're done. Yeah.
Rob, we had found a webinar tool different than Zoom that allowed us a lot of flexibility with regards to information we could collect about people who attended our webinar, including we could actually have slides and ask people to vote on things or to express their opinion. And what we discerned was with carefully worded questions, we could learn something about the people that were attending the webinar, even if we didn't know them. And so we are pretty pumped about this. And our manager was willing to buy a license, which was kind of expensive. He would have bought a license for the complex, not just for Dean and I. But it's going to be around $32,500, but he agreed to do it, but the powers to be wouldn't let him, so.
Well, anyway, those are things that we run into.
Yeah.
Zoom is fine, you know, as long as you can use Zoom, I think that would still be a good solution. So where are you guys on this merger and all that?
We're merged. Pretty much. I mean, I'm continuing to work out of Danville. I think, you know, we bought a house in Indianapolis. Carpenters are there right now. So it should be done by March, April. Plan on spending, as far as Gina and I, we plan on spending more and more time over there. And, yeah, I just would like to, start the process of meeting one-on-one with Brad's clients so that there's a multi-year process of doing that, although there's, you know, no big hurry on that. As far as the merger's concerned though, Rob, I think the hard work's done. I think we continue to pursue new business as a team, Brad and I, and Caleb also. And Caleb will be more integrated a little later on, but is certainly part of the team. He's integrating another book over there in Lafayette. So what'd I miss out, Brad?
Well, the only thing I would add to that, Rob, is that so on my end, I'm being very careful about any communications that goes out to clients. I'm making those communications team communications. So I think everything that a client has received from me in the past probably 6 months, including Christmas cards and gifts that we sent out, I make sure that they're from the Hulse Crandall group and that they know that, you know, our signatures, are, you know, Brad, Dean, Barbara, and Larry. So, you know, I've been really intentional about making sure that his name, and our team name is on everything that's going out. But I think the next big step, which Dean already alluded to, is that, once he has the ability to spend some more time over here, I do want to include him in more and more face-to-face meetings, so he can, you know, begin to meet the clients or at least the top-tier clients. And I think it's really important that he start building those relationships. So,
okay, let's go back to the fundamentals of Supernova. And let's turn specifically to brand marketing and in terms of 1242s and servicing your existing clients. How is that going? Are we doing it consistently? Is it what's the experience there so far?
Yeah, from my end, yes, I am doing it consistently, and it's going very well, and I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, I ended up with a great year. I think, for the most part, my clients really like it. I've had a few that have objected to it. So I make them butlers instead of enduring a meeting every month. But, I would say it's going really well and we have stuck to it.
Yeah, I would agree. I can point to specific business coming in because of that. And like Brad, I've got a couple of clients that have said, hey, you know, that monthly's too much, which is fine. So we're going to bump them to Butler status. I haven't filled mine out totally yet. And I wanted to get a sense of how the monthlies would go, but I totally want to ramp up more of the quarterlies and go kind of downstream a little bit more now. Started with the higher net worth folks first, but yeah, those who do, especially for the out of town clients, you know, I've got a guy in Austin, Texas that I religiously call, and a guy in Phoenix. And, for those out of town clients, it's just been, and I should have known that, but the very consistent monthlies has just been a really, really good thing for them in particular.
Yeah, just because they feel a little detached because of the distance.
Yeah, Danville's a small town. Clients literally drive by and they know my car. If they see my car, they'll stop in. It's like Mayberry RFD. So it's a much different book. So yeah, it's been good in that respect that I have not neglected my out of town folks.
That's good. Okay. Let's turn to, meeting organization and marketing. So let's start with the meeting organization. Monday meeting, Friday meeting. The Monday meeting, marketing meeting, the game board, and then the Friday scoreboard. How is that going? Is that structured? Are you having a daily meeting?
We are not meeting daily. The team does meet generally Friday afternoons. Barbara organizes that meeting for us, but we have not implemented the scoreboard.
Okay. Okay, so look, the reality is out of sight, out of business, communication is the most important part of a team. When you're a sole proprietor, you can wing it. When you're a team, not so much. So my suggestion would be the Friday meeting, great. That's a game board meeting. That's basically going through the five stars, planning, implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership, and reporting in where are we in terms of goals that we set versus how we're doing. What are we doing versus how we set our goals? So, you know, if we're going to set a goal of growing 20% this year, big goal, right? How are we going to do that? What's going to get us excited? What's going to make a difference? You guys are great. You can grow at 10% each all day long. Together, though, maybe you can grow at 20%, the leverage of teams. So the Monday meeting is about growing. That's the game board or the giving board. That's about growing. And if you don't have the meeting, you're not going to do the stuff that you are supposed to be doing. And you should have a daily meeting, guys. You should have a 10-minute, 15-minute, Barbara, how's it going? What should we know? Just every day, especially with this isolation garbage. It's just important to communicate. I know you email and text and call and all that stuff, but just seeing each other and getting caught up, what are you doing for today? What? And keep it, structure it. Say it's 20 minutes max, and it's over. Okay. And then you go to work. Monday can be a half an hour meeting about marketing. What are we doing? Where are we going? How are we doing it? Etc. So those are things that I think as a team you can really leverage, especially if you're going to be, you know, including Caleb and you're including other people on your team that you want to motivate and keep in the loop. Those things can be a big help to them. You think, I don't need it, I'm fine, but they need it. So what's at the Monday meeting? Just a reminder. We talked about what's at the Friday meeting. That's the five-star model. The Monday meeting is about marketing, and that's about the different marketing initiatives. So how are we, here's what you need to do. Along with your 12-4-2s that you're scheduling, you schedule your centers of influence. You want to schedule 6 appointments a month with centers of influence. So basically you're setting up 6 more clients. So you want to have CPA, attorney, business broker, whatever. Pick your favorite, commercial realtor, residential realtor. Meet with them on a monthly basis and make it a ritual. And the goal is to build a business relationship and teach them the enthusiastically endorsed model. You will not teach it to them on the first call. You're going to have to do it every single call until they understand it. It will probably take you 4 or 5 calls before they'll actually do it. Okay, just look at you guys. I mean, you're not going to do what I tell you right away. You're going to take some time and you're going to think about it and you're going to, and then maybe you'll do it and maybe you won't. Okay? Human beings, right? We got to be convinced. You're convinced 1242 works with your clients. I don't have to sell you on that anymore. But I still have to sell you on the idea of centers of influence and why it's important to meet with them and talk to them every month. Think, well, I don't need to meet with them every month. Yes, you do. A lot changes. There's a lot going on. It's not painful. Don't pick people you don't like. Pick people you like and you'd like to talk to them and do Zoom calls with them for 30 minutes once a month. It's not painful. They would love it and you'd like it. So the goal is to set up 6 of those and 2 niches. And in those niches, you do 1242s. So Barbara, remember, you're going to make up folders for these guys on each one of these. So they each get 6 centers of influence folders that they tell you who they're going to be. And then 2 niches, and I want a center of influence inside each of those niches.
So Rob, let me ask a clarifying question. So Dean and I are making these calls separately and not together?
Correct. Yes, separately. Okay. It's too much trouble to get together and do a conference call and all that stuff. It's not that important a call. Okay. What you're doing is developing a relationship with these individuals and trying. Now in every call, what you're doing is you always, when you make a call, you have a goal, right? Just like when you were prospecting, what's the goal of the call? Either get another call or to close for something. You're closing for something. So figure out what it is that you're going to close for.
What are some suggestions there?
Well, for one, if you teach them, first of all, you want to get to know their team. So you'd be closing to get to know their team. So I would have a conference call with your team and their team so you learn all the different players. Okay, so that's the first thing you close for. Now you could do them separately, but if you wanted to, you could do it with a Zoom call. You could do it once. And you introduce yourselves and tell them about the 5-star model and how you're organized and how you work. They then tell you what they're organized. And the questions you ask on a call like that are the same questions that you would answer to a client, which is, what's your minimum? Right? What's your minimum? Who's your ideal client? What's your specialization within the CPA world? What makes your team unique? How are you organized? So you just ask them a lot of interesting questions that will get them talking and thinking about their structure, their process. You know, how many clients do you have? Well, if you had a magic wand, how many clients would you have? I have 100. I like 100. That's good. Or I have 500 and I'd like 100. Right? Send them my book and teach them the supernova process because they need it too. all these, anybody that's in the service industry is screwed up. Okay. They all are doing the wrong thing. They're all trying to get more is better and all that stuff. They don't know what their minimums are and so forth. So don't expect them to have answers to these questions. They can tell you what their ideal client is usually, but they won't have a minimum. They haven't thought about it. They won't have a max. They're just more is better world. Okay. So back to the
folders, you said that we should have 6 center of influence folders and 2 niche folders, but within each niche folder, there should be at least 1 center of influence. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. The okay. center of influence can be part of that folder bar.
Okay.
That doesn't have to be a separate one. That would be your person that you call inside that unique niche, right? It's a person that works there typically that you have as a client. That's why you've selected it as a niche. You know, it's pretty much everybody in that organization would meet your minimum. That would be a qualifier to determine if that's a good niche or not. Or at least the top 20 people, right? Something like that. And that's what you do. So if with a person in the niche, your goal would be to get them to buy in to the idea. Remember, that's the advice model where you call them up and say, I'm thinking about expanding my practice with people in your particular niche. Do you think it's a good idea? That's your first yes. You want a bunch of yeses. You think it's a good idea? Yes. If you were me, how would you go about doing it? And then just be quiet and listen. And if they can't think about it, if they can't come up with an answer, then you just do a bunch of suggestions. Like, do you ever get together? Do you do Zoom calls? Do you, is there something that we could do? Social distancing coffee or something. So you're always closing for the next step, right? So in this case, with the CPA, you're meeting with them. They're meeting with you. You do a Zoom call. Everybody gets introduced. You find out what their minimums are, et cetera, et cetera. And so you've profiled them. You found out that they're a good client. The next call is privately with you and them, and you teach them the enthusiastically endorsed model. You send them a folder, just like they're a client, and teach them how to manage the folder. And then the next call is really your first call where you hopefully have an introduction for them by then. And you teach them by example. So every time you call, you have an introduction for them. That's your goal. So what's my goal? My goal is to give them an introduction. So my goal is to find 6 people every month to introduce. And you think, can I do that? Yeah, but if you ask the question, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? And then you ask everybody the question. You don't have to just your clients. You could ask everybody. I've got a great CPA. Can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? No. Would you be open to an introduction? Yes. Okay. Let's do it. Zoom call. So you're hunting by giving. Okay. So your Monday meeting, we call it the giving board, right? Did you give enough this week? Did you give enough this week? How many introductions did you give? I didn't give any. Well, you're not working then. You don't have to get it. I'm interested in you giving it. Because if you weigh the scale this much over here in giving, okay, eventually they're going to give back. They have to, or you've picked the wrong person. Remember, our CPAs, we're going to be giving to givers. That's the key in this network. You give to givers, not to takers or matchers. So you guys you guys in the Christian world, people like to help and give. So you're giving to givers. And they will be very uncomfortable if you're giving them an introduction every month. And they'll be like, how can I get you introductions? Ask the question. Can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor? Oh yeah, I forgot about that. They won't remember. You're going to have to repeat it 5 times. They're not going to remember it. But by teaching them that, you're going to get good at it. Learn it, do it, teach it. Teach it, teach it, teach it. Then you'll be good. You'll be good at, you'll be very good at marketing. Marketing is just being in traffic, showing up. You got to get out in traffic. If you're not in traffic, you're not going to, it's not going to happen. Okay, so that's your assignment for this month. 6 centers of influence, 2 niches, establish the folders. The folders are magic, okay? Because they sit there on the rack, Barbara makes the appointment, and you guys follow through. You do it because it's scheduled. Make sure it's scheduled. Make it scheduled. Don't rely on yourself to make the phone calls. You won't make them. Okay, Barbara, that's your job. Make them.
Got it.
Schedule them. So you can be the accountability coach here. Everybody needs accountability coaches. We need personal trainers, accountability coaches, you know. That's why WW is doing great and all these nutrition places do great because they're providing accountability for people. Can't do it by yourself. So build your team and your network together to hold each other accountable. That's what those meetings are about. They're not, they have nothing to do with creativity. They're all about accountability. There'll be some creativity. It'll come out. The game is accountability. I had a personal trainer for, I think, 30 years. It wasn't because I didn't know how to do the exercises. It's because when she showed up, I did the exercises. When she didn't, I didn't. As much as I like working out, I do not like that kind of working out. I like biking or tennis or golf or something. Okay?
Hey.
Questions?
Guys, I got to run. I got a 1:30 appointment. So,
and so do I. I've got to eat lunch. I haven't eaten lunch.
All right. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.